I'm Vipa Fernandez in Alameda, California, and on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it's here and now. And speaking of California, the state continues to grapple with heavy rainfall and deadly flooding. After being in a years-long drought, some areas of California have already seen the amount of rain they typically see in the entire year with just this series of storms. St. John Barnard-Smith is a staff writer at the San Francisco Chronicle. He's been covering the storms and he joins me now. St. John, welcome.
Happy to be here.
So we know the state was bracing this weekend for more of these deluges due to the atmospheric rivers. How did things go over the weekend?
I mean, there's been a lot of continued impacts. There are roads up north of San Francisco that are closed, in Novato and down further south and in the Central Coast, or that, you know, inland. Merced, for example, is dealing with tons of flooding and, you know, roads covered in mud. So it's continuing.
We're hearing about some dangers of mudslides and falling trees. Why are these such a problem during this current rainstorm?
There are a couple of factors going on there. First of all, obviously, California's been in a drought for a very long time, and it's been hit with these wildfires. So in some parts of the state, you have burn scars. The vegetation that used to be there is gone, right? So when the water hits the soil, you know, that makes it more volatile, and, you know, the root systems that might have held that ground there before is gone. So you've got those mudslides. And then, you know, for example, falling trees, you've got completely sodden earth. And so then you get a strong wind or something like that, and those trees are much more apt to go down.
Yeah, and somebody was even killed by a falling tree branch this weekend.
Yeah, that's correct. There was a woman in Golden Gate Park here in San Francisco who died when a tree branch fell on her.
Mm. You've been reporting on flooding from these storms in smaller towns in Northern California, Salinas and Watsonville. Tell us what's happening there.
Sure thing. So on Friday, Monterey County, there was this real concern that you would have a lot of this rain would cut off the roadways into that town, into that city. There are just a couple of roads, right? So it could effectively become an island. And so I went down there and checked out Monterey and, like you said, Salinas and Watsonville. And in that part of California, there have, again, been these atmospheric rivers hitting it over and over again. You're getting runoff from the hills. So you had several roads and rivers that were completely underwater. One of the places I visited was Watsonville, which is sort of northeast of Monterey, and a retirement community there. And this was a little area that got hit first with the New Year's Eve storms. And so I talked to this one woman who her husband had died 2 months ago. And right before he died, he asked, "You're not going to sell the house." This is this house that they'd lived together in for 35 years. And then New Year's Eve comes and there's street flooding and a foot of water goes into this house that she's lovingly built with this man for almost four decades.
And the population that you're focusing on there is particularly vulnerable, older people. Has there been support for them as they begin to kind of dig out from this?
So while I was there, there were a lot of volunteers going door to door. In Watsonville, there were city officials who were working with local volunteer groups to try to get people help. Sort of more broadly speaking, it's important to note, for example, President Biden just issued a major disaster declaration for several counties, which will free up, you know, more resources for California. So I'm sure the governor's happy about that.
Now, you've covered natural disasters like floods and hurricanes while you were a reporter at the Houston Chronicle. How does what you're seeing here compare?
So, you know, there's some really key differences between California and Houston, right? Houston is flat as a pancake, and it's right by the Gulf. So people there are pretty prepared and used to dealing with these kinds of intense floods. And it's torrential rains. During Hurricane Harvey, we got 50 inches in 4 days. It was crazy. Here, what's interesting is we've gone from this period of extreme drought, right? And then the way, you know, all of these roads are set on these steep hillsides along the coastline, right? So in Big Sur and in other places, you're just seeing these landslides wash out roads. And that can be very precarious as well. Mm. So two different faces for the same problem. It's been pretty strange and interesting.
St. John Barnard-Smith is a staff writer at the San Francisco Chronicle. St. John, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.